From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Some lawmakers are not buying the government's assurances that the system worked following the Christmas Day attempt to blow up a plane bound for Detroit. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The government is checking into suspect Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab's claims of al-Qaeda involvement and also into just how the 23-year-old son of a prominent Nigerian banker was able to carry explosives on the aircraft in the first place. Still, Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano insists travelers are safe and told CNN State of the Union,
"The system worked. Everybody played an important role here."
But Republican New York Congressman Peter King told CBS's Face the Nation that the U.S. narrowly avoided a Christmas Day massacre.
"The fact is the system did not work, and we have to find a bipartisan way to fix it. I mean, he made it on the plane with explosives, and he detonated the explosives."
The suspect was listed in a database of terrorists, but was not on a no-fly list. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The Nigerian man charged with the Christmas Day terror attempt on the plane has been released from a hospital in Michigan. He was treated there for burns he suffered during the episode. His lawyer says Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab is now in a federal prison in Michigan. Meanwhile, more details of his background in Nigeria are emerging. He is described as a serious young man who led a privileged life as the son of a prominent banker, but became estranged from his family as an adult. Nigerian officials say his interest in extremist Islam prompted his father to warn U.S. authorities. Iran's hardline rulers have arrested several reformists following the bloodiest confrontations in months yesterday between the regime and opposition activists. Dale Gavlak has this report.
Several opposition websites reported that Ibrahim Yazdi, a former foreign minister and pro-democracy leader, and Imad Bakhi, a prominent human rights activist, have been detained. Yazdi was once an advisor to the late Ayatollah Khomeini, who led the Islamic Revolution in 1979. The websites also said that three close advisors of reformist presidential contender Mir Hossein Mossaveh have also been arrested. Mossaveh's nephew Ali was among those killed in yesterday's clashes. His funeral today is expected to ignite more protests. Meanwhile, opposition leader Mehdi Karoubi accused Iran's hardline rulers of killing innocent people during the Shiite religious festival that turned into a day of anti-government protests. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Oil prices held to near $78 a barrel in Asian trading today, ahead of inventory figures that could send the price up over the $80 mark. Benchmark crude for February delivery was flat, unchanged, at $78.05 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR News. Scientists in Ireland are reporting that a disinfectant, if properly used, can lose its ability to kill bacteria. NPR's Joe Palkia has more.
Pseudomonas aeruginosa is a pesky strain of bacteria. It tends to hang out in hospitals and can infect patients after they've been admitted. Properly used, the disinfectant benzalkonium chloride will kill the bacteria, but Irish researchers have shown that if it's diluted, benzalkonium chloride will not kill all the bacteria on a particular surface. To make matters worse, the bacteria that survive can develop resistance to the disinfectant, and to make matters still worse, those same bacteria will develop resistance to certain antibiotics as well. The researchers say it's essential to use benzalkonium chloride at full strength to prevent this from happening. The research appears in the journal Microbiology. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Israel's housing ministry says it plans to build nearly 700 new apartments in East Jerusalem. A U.S. official says such a move would be another blow to Middle East peace efforts. The Palestinians say that East Jerusalem would be the capital of a future state. Israel claims the entire city as its eternal capital and does not consider those neighborhoods to be settlements. Israel captured East Jerusalem in the 1967 Mideast War. It is home to Jewish, Christian, and Muslim holy sites. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared a slowdown in settlement construction several weeks ago, but the slowdown applies only to the West Bank and does not include East Jerusalem. Japanese stock prices closed higher today. The Nikkei rose by 139 points, or 1.3%. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.